The rules of the evening were laid out to the 40 or so members of the audience. No applauding and no booing. They were told this is not a debate, so be sure to frame your questions in such a way that both candidates can answer. The 20 questions for the next Conservator of the Peace, as the sheriff is called, range from whether they want to militarize the department, both said no, to requiring officers wear lapel cameras, both said no to that too. Their plans for the department were actually quite similar. Democrat Manuel Gonzalez said when it comes to interacting with the mentally ill population, he would ensure that the department is working closely with healthcare professionals who serve that demographic so that unnecessary conflict could be avoided.
We need to do a better job of being more involved and interacting with the people that take care of those people so we can mitigate the violence, mitigate the excessive force, mitigate all the excessive shootings and all the different issues that we're dealing with right now in our community.
Talking about the same issue, Republican James Scott Baird said he favors more specialized training across the board.
So part of my plan once I'm the sheriff is to increase the amount of critical incident training you receive. We're going to continue to do the things we've been doing, but we're just going to continue to do more.
At the end, things got heated as the candidates criticized each other over questionable behaviors from the past. Whoever is elected as the next Bernalillo County Sheriff will hold the office for 4 years, taking home an annual salary of about $70,000. The last day to register to vote is next Tuesday, October 7th. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.